Good morning. With about an hour left to trade in the US session, local SPY futures are up by around 6 points, and we've got US markets in positive territory, although the gains are pretty modest. The Dow and the Nasdaq are just in positive territory. It's been quite a volatile session for Wall Street. Initially, stocks were being marked down quite aggressively, particularly in the consumer space. It all turned around a profit warning from Macy's, the department store operator, and this came on the heels of a particularly weak sales result for the group over the course of November and December. Of course, that lead up to the very important Christmas trading period. So Macy's shares not that long ago were down by around 18%, and compounding the issue around what consumers did in Christmas terms, we had American Airlines issue an earnings downgrade as well. So that cast a pall over the carriers. But we saw names such as Nordstrom and The Gap, all consumer-facing names in negative territory. But on the positive side of the equation, we saw the large industrial names such as Boeing, which was up by around 2% a short time ago, Caterpillar up 1%, Coke, McDonald's, Johnson & Johnson and 3M. All of those organizations have been benefiting from the better optics as far as trade is concerned in recent days. Elsewhere, we heard from the US Fed Chair Jay Powell. So in this quite expansive speech, he was at pains to talk about the Fed being patient when it comes to future rate increases. In a Q&A, he did talk about his concern in relation to elevated levels of US debt and the scope for moderating growth as far as the global picture is concerned. But ultimately, the market's got to grips with that, and we have been able to see the market move a little higher into positive territory after Mr. Powell made those remarks. Elsewhere, US interest rates have been pretty steady overall. The US dollar is still moving back a little bit compared to recent days, and that's got the Aussie dollar at around 71.8 US cents. Elsewhere today in local trade, we'll be looking forward to retail sales numbers, and then later on tonight in the United States, we'll be looking at the CPI figures.